Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Tuesday, the 30th of August. Today, Jesus teaches in a synagogue in Capernaum, a town on the shore of the Lake of Galilee. Teaching in the synagogues was one of the ways the young rabbi Jesus chose to make his message known. There are two parts to our gospel passage today. The first section shows how Jesus made his message known and the authority with which he taught. It shows the power of Jesus' word in his teaching. St. Luke tells us of the people's reaction. His teaching, Luke says, made a deep impression on them because he spoke with authority. The second part of the gospel passage recounts Jesus' cure of a man possessed by an unclean devil. First, Luke recounts the state of sickness, then the authority of Jesus, and also the reaction of the people. He says, astonishment seized them, and they were all saying to one another, "What teaching! He gives orders to unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out." The two parts of this gospel are linked by a common idea, the power of Jesus' word. The power of Jesus' word in his teaching and also in his miracles. And also the impact of that power on the people. He makes a deep impression on them and astonishes them. Today, listening to that gospel, we might ask ourselves, is the word of Jesus powerful in my life? In my life? Does Jesus' word make a deep impression on me? Does astonishment seize me? Does Jesus astonish me when I hear his word? Jesus wants his word to touch our lives, to guide our lives. He wants the power of his word to make a deep impression on us. And that might lead us to ask more questions. Do I give myself the opportunity each day to hear Jesus' word and let it make a deep impression on me? Do I give time to letting Jesus make an impression on me and on my life? Do I make time for Jesus' word so that it can have power and authority in my life? Challenging questions. Pope Francis once asked some young people another question, which might challenge us today as we read the gospel. How many of you, he asked, how many of you read 2 minutes of the gospel each day? 2 minutes. Then Francis suggested, while you're on the bus, while you're on the subway, on the train, or you stop and sit at home, open it, the gospel, and read it for 2 minutes. Because you will meet Jesus. You will meet him with the word. There are, you may not realise, 1,440 minutes in a day. Surely we could find a few of those minutes to stop and spend time reading Jesus' word. This is how we can let Jesus' word make a deep impression on us and astonish us. This is how we can let the power and authority of Jesus' word change our lives. In reading the word, we meet Jesus as he is. We see how he speaks, how he thinks, how he acts. Do we let Jesus make a deep impression on us and astonish us? Can I find a few minutes for Jesus' word each and every day? Can I find a few minutes for Jesus' word each and every day? God bless you all.